When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It's Wednesday, June 8th, and we are here trying to provide you with unconventional and hopefully some entertaining insights on your money and your life. I am Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst. I'm a certified financial planner. Mark Talercio, my executive producer, is also a certified financial planner. And together, we try to help navigate your financial journeys. Try to use a little common sense, a little bit of humor, you know, keep your emotions in check. So if you've got an issue that is bubbling up, go to our website, jillonmoney.com, click on the Contact Us button. Let us know if you'd be willing to come on the air, because it's so much more fun when you do that. Today, we are talking to Maria, who is from Illinois. Hello, Maria. I just met a girl named Maria. And you knew I was going to say that, right?
I did. Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
Of course. What can we do for you?
I'm a new listener, so let me be front on that. I've been going back listening to some of your podcasts, and honestly, I thought I was doing okay with our retirement savings, and now I'm thinking I may not be. So I'm looking for some help because I'm starting to panic that we might not be on the right track.
So wait a minute. The promise that I give is to try to take the mystery and the anxiety out of your financial life. And in fact, I've done the opposite for you. I have made you feel worse, which is very bad, and I apologize for that.
No, and that's okay. I'm usually pretty comfortable.
All right, let's make you comfortable. This is our job. So first of all, when did you start listening to the pod?
Literally last week.
Why? How did you find us?
I found you on accident. I was hearing another radio station and I heard your ad. And so I was really excited because I want to say you had a show way back when, I'm talking probably 10 years ago, and I didn't know what happened. And so here we are again, and I'm so happy to hear you.
This is so awesome. This is fantastic. Mark, I love it. We love it. We love it. So thank you so much for finding us. And that's great. So Maria, tell us a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I am 43 years old.
Okay. And are you married or single?
So I am single.
Oh, wait a second. This is, by the way, the second time in a row where the woman on the line, when I ask that question, pauses, which I find so awesome. And thank you so much for doing it. So in other words, let me make it easy for you in case you're a beloved lover is listening. Do you claim single on your taxes?
I do claim single on my taxes. That's why
Isn't that good?
Yes.
Wasn't that a better way? Okay. So single, quote unquote, just for tax purposes. Do you live with anybody or are you living alone?
We are living together. We've been together for 17 years. 17 years. We are planning on getting married here coming up in July.
Oh.
Yes. I have been the one to do our finances this whole time, so I'm really hoping I'm putting us in the right direction.
Okay. Spouse is how old?
58.
Kids or no kids?
We have 4 kids between us. They're all grown.
So your first marriage was you were young. How could you have 2 kids already, a couple of kids out of the house already? Jeez.
Correct.
Oh my God. All right. So you working full time, both of you?
Full time. I've been here 28 years. He has been with our employer 21.
Okay. So you're 43. How much do you earn?
I am at 90,000.
And he is 58. How much does he earn?
130.
And are you both contributing to retirement plans?
Yes.
Are you maxing them out?
So he is doing 12% with a 4% employer match.
Okay.
I am now doing only 4% with a 4% employer match. And I'll explain why I went down to 4% just before the pandemic hit. I really got into gear where I wanted to pay the mortgage off. We were so close. So I went ahead and took mine down, because my 401k has a higher balance than his.
Mm-hmm. How much money is in the plan total for you right now?
$650 in mine, about $150 in his.
Do you guys have other assets that are for retirement, maybe an IRA or an old retirement account floating around?
Yes. We have a combined $14,000 in a Roth IRA, $16,000 in I-bonds. We have about $40,000 in cash.
And how about any investment accounts?
No.
Okay. House. So the house mortgage you paid off, what's the house worth?
The house is worth about $380. I do have about $20,000 left on the mortgage right now.
Will either of you be entitled to a pension?
I have a Quadro, which is only going to be about $600 a month.
But still, it's something. By the way, Quadro is a qualified domestic relations order for everybody listening. And it means that that Maria's ex has a pension, and this is what she is entitled to as a result of that divorce. So what's the game plan here in terms of what you guys think you want to do going forward in like retirement and targeting and dates and all that? Because there's a little age difference, no judgment, but how do you look at it?
I'd really like to retire by 60 and have him be able to retire by 65. And I am going to let you know, 60 for me for a reason. My job is very physically demanding, and I have arthritis, so I would like to slow down if I can at 60.
Okay. That's a long time. That's 17 years.
Correct.
So, all right. That's a lot of saving and working. And then he would have like another 7 years. So when he is, say, 65, what would the game plan be at that point for him? Just to like be done, or to downshift, or could we get him to maybe retire maybe like 2 years later to wait for his Social Security full retirement age, or what?
He is open to doing whatever it is that we need to do financially.
Okay. Have you looked at your Social Security estimates for both of you?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What is his full retirement age, by the way?
His full retirement age is 67, and I believe he would be getting about $3,100.
Okay. And for you?
Mine is also 67, and I believe it's about $2,200.
How much do you guys think you need? I mean, pretend the mortgage is done, and now tell me what do you think the expenses really are? So take the mortgage out and just think, what do you need to live on?
So if we take it out, I'm believing it's about $4,000 a month.
That's it?
That is it. We are debt-free in every aspect. Cars are paid off. I'd like to just really plug into saving cash. So when we retire, we're in good shape.
Okay, you're in great shape. Because obviously, I mean, there's one little slight hiccup. I mean, again, if he hates his job, then fine. Waiting to your full retirement age is actually pretty good for him. He'll get a nicer bump. So if he can kind of grit it out till 67, that would be perfect. And he keeps putting money away and he gets $3,100. And then, you know, at his age 67, and, you know, if you work till you're 60, then, you know, you're pretty close, because what's going to happen is between your age 60 and your age 67, you're going to have to spend some of your money down. But I understand the point here, which is you're saying, hey, you know what? Instead of putting money into my retirement account, I've got to beef up my non-retirement account. I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you. So, I mean, look, at your age 60, you'll have $600 a month. You'll probably have to start a brokerage account once the mortgage is paid off. You have your cash, you have your I bonds. That's all great. You keep your 4% money, but then all that money that it was going to pay the house down, start a brokerage account. Where are your Roth IRAs held?
They are held with a credit union.
Ah, okay. And where are your retirement plans held?
Fidelity.
All right. So open up a brokerage account at Fidelity. Okay. And then if there's any extra money that flows in, you're going to put it into the Fidelity and you're going to buy very low cost index funds, a stock index fund and a bond index fund and maybe a commodity fund. And you're going to salt that money away starting next year once your mortgage is paid off. That's going to be really critical for you. And there is even a case to be made, I would say to you, that if you guys are doing what I think you will be doing, which is, you know, really starting to put a lot of money away, what are you paying down on the mortgage every month?
$2,700 a month.
I mean, if you think about it, if you're saving 27,000, let's say 3,000 a month, because that's, you know, the money's going to increase because you'll make a little bit more money. And I mean, you're putting away a lot of money. That's going to build up. You may even be able to go call it quits a little bit early if that, you know, given that. So you want to have the money that's available that you can live on. And from age 60 to 67, depending on what tax rates are, there may even be a reason for you to start pulling some of your money slowly out of your retirement account, your traditional retirement account, just to get some of that money out and taxed at a lower bracket before your Social Security kicks in. You really are on track to do exactly what you want to do. So you see, have I now removed panic?
You have. And I just, my shoulders just dropped a little. So thank you.
That's so good. Very good. So you said you're getting married. Do you guys have estate documents done?
I do. I have everything is in trust through mine, and everything of his estate documents are taken care of as well.
Okay, great. Any life insurance policies on each other at this point?
Correct. We both have life insurance policies. His is 500. Mine is, I currently have a 500, but one expires or will end in 2025, and that's for 250. So right now, collectively 500 each.
Okay, that's great. And then that's fine. You don't have to buy more when half of that disappears. Because the more you save, the less you need life insurance.
Yes.
Right? Is there anything else that we've missed in your picture that you need a little reality check on?
No, that was my really big concern is how I was going to really get through. I don't want to collect Social Security right away. I want to wait as long as we can. And if that means 67, that's good if we can do it.
I think you can do it. Maria, thank you so much for sharing your story. I'm glad that we could relieve some of the stress. You guys are in really good shape. So just keep doing what you're doing. Sock that money away. If things change dramatically one way or another, feel free to get back in touch with us, okay?
Thank you so much. I'm so grateful that I found you guys again, and I will be listening.
Fantastic. If you want me to help reduce the tension level, if Mark and I can do that, man, that is a successful day. Just go to jillonmoney.com, click the Contact Us button, and of course, let us know if you would be willing to come on the air. It is so much fun when you do that. Sign up for the free weekly newsletter. Every single Friday it comes out. And just know that we really do appreciate that you take the time to listen to us every single day. Try to do something nice for someone else today. Grit, growth, grace. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.